The Amazon is a vast region in the central part of South America. The contiguous regions of the Guianas and Gran Chaco also contain tropical rainforests and are considered part of the Amazon. The Amazon rainforest is the largest tropical rainforest in the world. It is estimated to cover 7 million square kilometers distributed among 9 countries, of which Brazil and Peru have the largest area, followed by Bolivia. This large territory is home to many small communities located far from each other, which makes travel difficult and increases the need for communication. Because of these characteristics, the radios have become hubs of social organization that allow interaction between the communities and their inhabitants. Most of the radios are family or personal enterprises. They do not have a subsidy or investment to guarantee their operation, which causes many radios to disappear after a couple of years. In the winter of 2019, the territory suffers intense cold and ice covers the region, burning the vegetation. With the arrival of summer and the intense Amazonian heat, the territory dries out and becomes vulnerable because it is highly combustible. Traditionally, vegetation is burned to prepare the land for agricultural activities. This action is called chaqueo. The 2019 chaqueos began a month before the usual start in September, when the rains begin and help to extinguish the fire. During this period, community radio stations cover the news and alert the municipalities and the governor's office about the risks of the first fires. They warn that the fires have started before the rainy season and represent a risk for the region. The government and authorities do not listen to these warnings, so the community members, organized by the radio stations, begin to pressure the government, such as the occupation of the Bioceanic Highway, to demand that the situation be declared a national emergency. After many attempts and strong pressure from the communities, they succeeded in getting the government to declare a state of emergency. This was the first battle won by the radio stations and their communities. At this point, the radios articulated the logistics within their communities, providing food, water, and medicines to those affected. They were also prepared to help as much as possible the firefighters and the Ministry of Defense, who would now be part of the fight against the fires. When the government assumed the situation as a national emergency, the fires were reaching enormous proportions. This tested the government, which, faced with the inability to control the fires, focused on creating propaganda declaring that the situation was under control. Television stations, newspapers, and urban radio stations were aligned with the government's discourse and took this information as official. This is a turning point, where community radio stations change their communication strategy and, in addition to coordinating within the communities, they see the need to communicate the situation beyond the borders of their territory. They began a period of communication directed towards the country's urban centers and the international community. The active and committed participation of the community members as correspondents allowed them to nurture the content of the radios that had updated information. Being the only media with superior knowledge of the terrain and the support of the local population to operate immediately. This collective body made evident the government's connection with private capital linked to livestock farming and large-scale agriculture, which are ultimately the beneficiaries of the burning of the Amazon, since this way the agricultural frontier of the territory is expanded. The radio station's websites and social network pages were used as media libraries where information, documents, photographs, and evidence were stored, allowing the community members to debate with the government and agribusiness entrepreneurs. This model of action made them visible to public opinion, and many television and print media turned to community radio broadcasters to request information that differed from that provided by the government. The need to articulate communication was so imperative that they used different media and platforms. And although they often used audiovisual and other channels, they always defined themselves as community radio stations. This identity corresponds to a political order rather than to a denomination of mediation. The radio represents a legitimate space within the communities. It is a means for monitoring and meeting. Currently, the radios operate by sharing links in WhatsApp groups. The radios have small and short-range transmitters, but use the internet and social networks to interconnect with the most distant places. Community radio stations are entities of citizen articulation. They have legitimacy in their communities who take the radio space in a proactive way, extending a collective body. The political impact they achieve brings together their inhabitants, who place their trust in them and at the same time require them to play an oversight role that mediates between state power and civil society. The role of the radios in the fires was key to the resolution of the conflict. However, they have not stopped there and have initiated training processes on environmental issues to prevent future fires. The radios have rescued and sustained cultural practices that seemed destined to extinction. They have become cultural and political references for the territories they represent. They have overcome mediations, moving from one medium to another as a strategy to communicate their messages, and yet they have always called themselves radios, because for them radio is a political space rather than a medium. They are fragile and ephemeral because they depend on private capital, and in the great majority of cases, they do not receive remuneration for the work they develop and become unsustainable in the long term and disappear. Radio stations represent a space for the exercise of citizenship, and this makes them spaces of resistance because they operate on behalf of socio-cultural minorities.